Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
And it's National Scotch Day, Wicket.
All right. I mean, it's 5:58 in the morning. You may as well pour yourself a scotch.
Perhaps you have been drinking scotch since last night.
And you're still awake. Scotch isn't like a party drink, though. You're not like a bunch of guys coming over, hey, let's hang out all day and drink scotch. Like, you know, you bring over some beers or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think.
It's like a gentleman's drink.
Right. You have like two. You know, you have your...
Well, come not home. You.
No, see, have I told you about my life goals?
No, wait. Let's focus on you for a second, Wicket.
I have two life goals in this world.
Mm.
You've achieved one of my life goals, Heather.
What is it?
Before I die, I want to be able to drink coffee black and whiskey neat.
Oh.
These are things that I would really enjoy knowing I can check off my manly list or my adult list. We talked about becoming an adult yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't drink a ton. I don't put a ton of creamer in my coffee.
Right.
But I just can't get down to black coffee, and I just can't drink whiskey or on the rocks. I have tried. I have been to Jameson tastings where they put like little tiny shots in little shot glasses, like eight of them.
Yeah.
I was sitting next to my buddy who's a huge Jameson fan.
Yeah.
And I got through the sip because, you know, I know what you're supposed to do. I know all the breathing you're supposed to do, the flavor you're supposed to expect.
I thought you were talking about your breathing as in doing Lamaze.
No, well, you know.
Preparation for swallowing some scotch.
And
dude.
So I got to the third one and I looked at him like, dude, I can't do this. I just can't drink whiskey neat. And all I want to do is to be able to drink whiskey neat before I die. And I'm not going to be able to, or drink scotch or whatever. Like, I enjoy a good cigar. I would love to have a scotch and a cigar.
I've seen it on your Facebook Lives at Mike Wicket 2Ts.
Right.
And I have a little feedback for you on that.
Yeah, what's up?
And it's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
People have commented.
Yeah.
For the love of God, Wicket.
Yeah.
When you are filming yourself smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Please say something. Because it's creeper level 5,000 when you're just puffing and not speaking.
I thought you were going to say put a shirt on, but we'll get to that later.
Well, baby steps. Wait, we're going to start with the most obvious problem, which is you need to say something.
Last time I did it, I was at a loss for words.
The bucks and six.
Trying to keep a cigar lit. So I one day I would love to be able to drink scotch or to drink, you know, any sort of whiskey straight. I could drink a Jack and Coke. That was my drink in high school.
Okay.
But I'm a beer man, and I'm a simple beer man,
you're
you know?
You're not even a beer man. I am. A hard seltzer man.
I'm a beer man and a seltzer man. All right?
And the man part is sometimes questionable.
Your boyfriend, Marcus, he drinks Jameson, right? Mm-hmm. He'll have Jameson on the rocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. I don't know how people do. I don't know how people just sip hard liquor and not... First of all, I'm thirstier than that. It doesn't quench my thirst to have hard liquor straight. So I just don't get why people can be like, yeah, I'm just going to pour three fingers of tequila and load it up with ice and then I'm going to be fine. Or give me a Jameson Rocks. Okay. I can't do it. I don't know here on National Scotch Day.
I was going to say.
People can pull that off.
It's very important to. Well, maybe today is the first day. I'm shocked by the black coffee thing because.
Can't do it.
I find it to taste good, which must be how people who drink scotch neat or bourbon
right?
neat.
Right? Yeah.
Do it. Mm-hmm. So it does make sense to me, even though it's not something that I do.
Because back when I used to smoke cigarettes, it was like. Coffee and a cigarette, boom, they went together.
But
like
your coffee is laden with sweet things.
Mine has cinnamon dolce something from Starbucks is in it right now.
I just waved to someone who walked by and he ran away.
Yeah, he do a double take? A guy running down Locust stopped, came back to the window, waved. I looked over and he bolted.
Yeah.
Because you waved to him.
I mean...
He's going to get scotch.
I'm so scary.
He's going to get a scotch right now.
Oh, National Scotch Day.
So happy.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
I don't know how people can do what Ron Burgundy does right there. I just don't get it.
Mm.
So that's, you know, happy National Scotch Day. I hope you have a great day today.
Well, I feel like anyone who's going to celebrate this already has it regularly anyway. So it's like, it's Tuesday.
Do you drink any liquor straight?
Mm-mm.
No, not even on the rocks?
No.
No, I just can't.
Yeah. I'm a lady wicket.
Right, yeah, you need a Tom Collins. I mean, is that your name?